Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. God is good and mightily moving by His Spirit. The Lord is looking for people He can be a blessing to. He's looking for people He can use mightily. And every work of God has its own rules. It has its own purpose. It's unique in itself. Other works of God can inspire you. They work to inspire you, but whatever God gives you to do, it will be by faith. It's going to require your faith. You're going to have the courage and bravery to do exactly what the Lord is guiding you to do. Now, and the work of God is very important, but there's a secret you just got to know. Don't focus on the work. But preacher, you're talking about doing all these wonderful works, but don't focus on the works. Don't focus on the work. That's a byproduct of your relationship. Enjoy your relationship with the Lord and the work will happen. You got to look at Him. You got to seek Him. A lot of times that people, they draw conclusions that they got to do something mighty to please God. Just receive God and enjoy Him. Enjoy His presence. He's your Father. The Holy Spirit's going to guide you and cause you to do what you need to do. You got to trust Him. Now, people have learned about faith, but many people have not learned to trust God. That's two different things. Trusting God is the next step after faith. Faith is always important. You have to have faith from the time you begin until the work is done. But we trust God with faith, and our trust is based on our faith. See, we trust the Lord because of the past, the wonderful things He did in our past. We have to know if He says something and have you to do something you can't see, you're going to have to trust Him to get to the next step. It's possible to have good faith in God and not trust God, just like the Israelites did. They continually obey whatever Moses said do, but they never learned to trust Him. They never caught on. And because of it, they didn't grow forward. And because they didn't know, they always struggled to trust God. The people that they taught struggled to trust God too, from generation to generation, and they ended up in idolatry, even though they were capable of having faith in it. The one thing they did do, they stuck with the traditions of the Word of God. They didn't throw it out entirely. When Jesus came, they still had priests and they still had people that were they said they believed in the ways of Moses, the law of Moses. But their heart was so hardened, they became bitter because they never learned to trust God. One thing that's got to be in place and stay in place is our reliance on the Holy Spirit. Yes, people will die if you don't minister. Yes, people won't live as good if they don't receive what you're saying. But we have to be prepared first. And the Lord will help us get to the people we can be a blessing to. And until the greater things are formed, we just need to be faithful with what we have. We can be faithful with the things we already have, the things that are in place. We can live according to the measure that we have grown, to where we have attained. And God can bless many people there. But even in that, you have to do it His way. The church is not built by men, it's built by God. And we have to trust Him. We have to take Him at His word. That will always be in place. That's the standard. That's the way it's going to be from here on. And if we take him at his word like that, we can live greater. As we go forward in him, we can live a much better life. And he'll cause us to do the necessary things and help us avoid the unnecessary things. The more you trust him, the more you have faith in him, and the more you trust him, the better it is. It does, and the least amount of time it'll take to do all this. But that's the biggest secret. Watch him. Keep whatever you do, do it because you're looking at him. He's not going to deviate. He's not going to do anything foolish that'll cost you time. But with him, it's going to be blessed. And as we follow him, we enter into the greater blessings of God. And I thank him for it. As I look to the Lord and obey him and do the things he give me to do, my peace, I follow the peace, and guess what? My joy increases. Now, if you try to do the work without watching him, it's easy to get burnt out. And when you burn out, you don't feel like doing the works of God anymore. You're frustrated. It's important to rest in him, just like it's important to rest naturally. In following God, he's going to give you breaks, periods of rest, because he's wise. Now, men are not that wise. They don't think about all that. They think about right now, I got how I look, how I feel. They're thinking externally. But remember, we don't need props and crutches to do God's will. We need to love him, and we need to be able to obey him. There are some people much smarter than we are, than you are, than I am. But these are the things they refuse to do. And because of it, God can't use a person that it's built on faith. Everything God do is built on faith. And then the graduation of faith is trust. And faith is first. Faith is foundation. Trust is the next step, the next necessary step. And from there, you'll get vision. And you can see yourself doing the greater things. See, you can't start out. If you see the world, vision is their introduction. And then they have to start with their own foundation. With vision, a ministry can't survive off vision alone. They're going to have to take God at his word. They're going to have to trust him. They're going to have the elements. Now, they can assist with vision. Because children that grow up in a good home, a God-fearing home, they're introduced to God the right way. And they have full expectation that that's how their lives are going to be. And they automatically, as they receive the word, they start having faith in the word, like they're taught. But the ones that ask their parents to believe God for them, they're not learning, they're not building a foundation for themselves. My pastor's son, when he was an adolescent, he got sick. And normally he would ask his dad to pray for him and get well. He said, this time, the time came, he said, I'm not going to do that this time. I'm going to believe God for my own healing. And he didn't ask his dad to pray for him on purpose. He started taking responsibility. And he started operating in his own faith. See, we got to build our own relationship with the Lord. Without a relationship with the Lord, it's impossible. Without a relationship with the Lord, it's just not possible to go forward like that. The more you know him for yourself, you taking him at his word. Faith looks to God. Adam had his own tree of life to eat off of, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil to reject. But so do we. We have the word of God. We have men and women of God to minister to us. They are our tree of life. Then we have the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We have the word of God. We have the guidance of God. We've been saved by Jesus. We have all these are our forms of the tree of life, starting with Jesus and our faith in his shed blood that he died for us and justified us. That's the beginning of our tree of life. And he's given us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. He's given us his word. He's given us the Holy Spirit to guide us. And whatever we need at the time, that's our tree of life. We're going to have to literally operate according to his word and do his perfect will in order to grow like we desire. And with ministry, it's so easy when you take the Lord at his word. That's the easy way to do it. It is so easy when you watch him. Remember, in his presence, you feel like you can do all things. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He said, I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. You know, some people don't know how to be abased. But Paul did. And I saw something. This week I listened to a Jewish man. He was in rabbinical school. He didn't want to be, but he was in there. And things didn't sit right with him. He went on the internet because he wasn't happy. And he started talking to this Christian guy from California. And after a few years, he ended up getting saved. Well, when he got, and he had a good job, and he had people working for him. But he was in Israel. And some Orthodox Jews in Israel don't like Christians. they hate Jesus and they hate Christians too. But they won't kill you, but they don't like you because they don't believe in Jesus Christ. But this man came to the point where he believed. And his grandfather was in the Sanhedrin Council and disowned him. And then he would, in his off time, he would go out and witness. And his employers found out and they fired him. Froze all of his pension, his assets, and he didn't have anything. I mean, his wife was Chinese. She had gotten saved, but she was like a waitress, and they were living off her tips and her income. But it was the income he had saved was getting low. But he wasn't working for a while because he couldn't find a job in the field that he had. And the Lord came to him and said, if you don't work, you don't eat. So he went out and found a job that he could do. He found somebody that would hire him that didn't care about his belief in Jesus Christ. And he ended up washing dishes. Now, he went from running a company to washing dishes in a restaurant somewhere. He got what he could get. The Lord told him something is better than nothing. And he literally suffered for Jesus' namesake. He didn't mind. Some people, they're not going to do what it takes if it don't make them look good. But with God, whatever you have to do, wherever you may land, if you have to suffer to follow him, so be it. And whatever is necessary, you have to make it happen. You know, I do a radio ministry, and I saw how unpopular my message was, and I realized that if this thing is going to work, I'm going to have to fund it. And I've gotten very, very little support from ministries. And that's just the way it is. If I fix a car, I get money that way, which I don't mind. I thank God for it. And I'm happy. I thank God that I can use the works of my hands to do his work. Because my message, I tell people they gotta work. I don't leave out the work half of life. Some preachers try to make it look like it's an easy step, although it's not. You have to do whatever you have to do what you gotta do. And if anybody that ever did a great work of God, they did it that way. They did what was necessary. Paul made tents. The Gentiles didn't have a tithe structure. They didn't know about paying tithes and offerings. But the Jews were well equipped with it. They were trained to do that. They had the faith for it, and they had the benefit for it. And in a lot of ways, they had vision for it. But Paul didn't have all that. Paul had to do it the hard way, which is a way. And we do what we have to do. I don't mind doing what I have to do. I don't mind the work of the ministry. I embrace it. I'm not ashamed of it. I don't try to make other people feel bad. I'm just saying that's what you have to do. For years, I got up at 4:30 in the morning and go out there no matter how cold or how hot it was and work on cars. And in the evening, I prepare for the next day. And sometimes I end up working in the evening. And sometimes, a lot of times, I worked on my off days. I just stopped doing that. I had to stop because I'm getting older. But I don't mind. As long as I got health and strength, I'm going to use it for God. And I'll do it as long as I have to. I will not quit. I will stay on the radio as long as I live. It'll take the Lord to tell me not to do it anymore. And I don't believe that will ever happen. I love God. I do the things He gives me to do. And you have to contend for the faith. A lot of people will obey God if it's easy, if it's convenient, if it's something that will make them look good enough. And then they look for people to help them. And they try to, but when the funding stops, you can't stop just because the funding stopped. You have to, you do what you have to do. Paul knew how to be abased, and he knew how to abound. And all these things are possible when you look at him. Watch him. Seek him. Take him at his word. And it will work. It'll work good. Now, I love the Lord our God and King. He's with us and He's for us. He's setting us up to be a great blessing. The training time is necessary. He will prepare you for whatever it is He has in store for you to do. The training time is necessary. The anointing, operating in the anointing, is easy as eating a slice of pie. That's not hard. The character for the Lord to build on, that's got to be in place. Or the people that follow your ministry or follow your work or benefit from it, they're going to look to you as an authority figure, and they'll do what you do. And the Lord, and whatever, if you do anything wrong, the Lord will have to train them out. And it takes longer when a bad example comes from somebody that God is using. Because they know that that's all right, and it's not. The things that we do, it can affect other people. And the best way to control our destiny is to obey the Lord our God and King. In obedience, a lot of things are solved. A lot of problems are solved. And sometimes you have to go back and learn how things work. Sometimes if you enjoy success in the Lord, ask Him, why do you have success? Ask Him to show you the details of why is it working so that you can duplicate it. A lot of people don't really know. Rod Parsley, people ask him all the time, why do you have such a successful ministry? He said, I don't know, I just chase God and it happens. And that's right. But the Lord trained me that if you chase God, and if you, as long as you're looking to Him, things work. He taught me how to trust Him, how to look to Him, how to go forward. Those were the kind of questions I asked Him. But most of the time, He brought it to me. He taught me those things. He taught me how to receive His word, how to go forward. how to follow him. Many principles he taught me about following God and all the wonderful things that happens as we do follow him. He showed me those things. I didn't even know, but he trained me that way so that I could do his calling, so that I could do what he had in store for me. The Lord thinks of everything. He's very strategic in his doings, and I love him. He makes everything possible. And I want to do even more. As we go forward, taking the Lord at his word, we're going to see greater things unfold. People are going to live and enjoy life and be a blessing. They're going to be blessed to be a blessing. The Lord's going to call people to do his will. He's going to cause them to do what's necessary. And we're going to be blessed to be a blessing. It's as easy as that. So watching him is the way to go. And the things that God, the works that he give you to do, don't focus on the work. Focus on him. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move in the lives of those who trust him, seek him, and take him at his word. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you, truly. And Jesus truly is our Lord.